Hi there, and welcome to the Valentine in the Morning Full Show podcast.
Yay!
You guys can catch us live on the air Monday through Friday from 5 to 10. We're with you live as you start your day with your chance to win great prizes and join in our conversation.
You really should listen to that.
Yeah, the live for it, yeah.
You can't win anything by listening to the podcast. We appreciate you listening here.
That's true.
But we need you to listen in the morning.
Yeah, you've got to listen live. If you're catching this now, this podcast, it better be after we got off the air. Otherwise, we will find you.
Yes.
We'll track you down.
We know where you live.
Yes. So enjoy the full show podcast of Valentine in the Morning.
Get up!
Valentine in the Morning.
104.3 MyFM.
6:12. It's 104.3 MyFM and it's Valentine in the Morning. That's a fun little song, Levitating. I like that song. I don't know what she's talking about. She's talking about like getting with the guy, right?
Yeah.
I think so. I'm into you. You're into me, baby. Yeah. I'm levitating. We're dancing. I'm levitating.
Maybe it's like an out-of-body experience.
Ooh,
when she's with him.
Have you ever had one of those?
I never have, really.
I don't know if I have either. Ryan, you ever have an out-of-the-body physical experience?
Yeah, but...
That's what we're talking about. You realize that, right?
What?
You realize that's what I was talking about, right?
Levitating?
Yeah, but levitating with lovemaking.
Oh!
That's what I got, because she's saying, you want me, baby. I want you, baby. You need me, baby. Boo, boo, boo.
Gotcha.
Oh, I meant like...
Do you want to change your answer?
No, I've never had an out-of-body experience.
With that as well?
Never in my life with anything.
Gotcha, Roger
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Brian, what about you?
Yes, but...
With that, really?
No.
No.
Some substances. Don't do drugs.
Some substances. Don't do drugs. 6:13, it's MyFam, it's Valentine in the Morning. So the What's That Noise thing, they're going nuts again. John Peake's having a heart attack.
He's like, you gotta give out clues. We have to give this away. We have to give it away before it gets too big.
He's always in a panic. They like budget a certain amount, I guess. And he's in a panic every time that we're gonna go over that budget.
It's every time.
And we go over the budget every single time.
We've had like $3,000 Thursdays with this same noise, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
So that jackpot
gets
is
up there.
So high.
Let's tell him, like, next time, I think, put us in charge of the noises, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because you and the Council of Noise come up with some of the hardest noises on the planet. And, you know, people want a chance to win money and win money off it.
Yeah.
But I get it. It's the theory of the lottery. You only play when the lottery is really big. So there's a side to his point of view as well that I have to, understand and appreciate.
Wow, you've grown.
I know. I said it, I'm like, ooh, I'm sounding like I've grown here. Dear therapist, I'm doing much better now. I thought of that on the way in.
Going to therapy?
No, I've been to therapy plenty of times. If we did something on the air, and if we went all in, especially when a new person starts, right? We all write a letter to our therapist. Kind of like Dear Evan Hansen-ish, you know? We write a letter to our therapist or to ourselves, whatever, and just open up stuff. And then we read them on the air. I know you hate that, but there's something so... When you pull back the curtain, you show your wounds, nobody can hurt you anymore. I really believe that.
Yeah.
When you pull it back and go, this is me, you can't hurt me anymore. I think that would be a cathartic release for us, number one, to do. And it doesn't have to be a long letter, whatever, but really honest stuff. And it'd be a cathartic release for people listening, too, going, all right, man, they're just like me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's not just some fitness model I listen to on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's something to it.
I'm in.
Are you in? Yeah,
absolutely.
But would you really be in, dude?
I would be. I mean, I don't think I would reveal any deep, dark secrets, but I'd be happy to talk about
it. Well, I think that's the thing. You got to really open up. We're not talking about putting somebody on blast in the family or something or, you know, whatever. But just to really open up and rip off the Band-Aid about things that you struggle with in life.
I'm in.
All right. Jill?
Yeah, I feel like we do that often on the show.
No, I mean really do it. I mean really rip it off.
Okay. Sure.
All right. Tony, you in?
I don't know. That sounds scary.
There's something great about it, though, Tony. I thought about this in the ride-in. I may change my mind by Monday. All right, Tony's got the morning traffic. Tony, what's going on?
Valentine in the Morning. Oh. 104.3 MyFM.
Three things you need to know right now.
6:22, it is Valentine in the Morning. This is 104.3 MyFM. Across the United States tomorrow, memorial events and observances will be held to honor the victims of the September 11th terror attacks. 3 kids from my high school died in those terror attacks. 2 kids from my actual class. So tomorrow in New York City, a ceremony is held at Ground Zero with families of the victims reading the names of their loved ones who lost their lives 20 years ago. Throughout the ceremony, 6 moments of silence will be observed, acknowledging when each of the World Trade Center towers was struck and fell, and the Times corresponding with the attack of the Pentagon and the crash of United Airlines Flight 93. My son's been learning about it in school this week, and it's important for us. I really do think it's important for us to talk to our kids about stuff like this, though many of us want to bury our head in the sand. It was such a horrible, horrible day. It's 20 years in the past. We just got out of Afghanistan. And sometimes it's hard to talk about, but if we don't talk about it, they'll find out information on their own, and the internet is full of stupid conspiracy theories. So let the kids know the truth as we know it.
I was a senior in high school when it happened, and there are so many parts of that day that I remember so vividly.
Of course.
So vividly, and there's like very few events in my life that,
you have that vivid remembrance, right?
So vivid.
Yeah, there's that for me, obviously, because my wife was on a plane at the time, and I was having a panic attack about that. And then, you know, I look back at the Challenger tragedy. That's another one for me that really stands out as something I don't forget. President Biden has imposed new vaccine rules for federal employees, healthcare workers, and large companies. We got the email here at iHeart. You know, we're going to follow the labor guidelines as well. Yesterday, Biden addressed the 80 million Americans who have been resistant to vaccines.
We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us. So please do the right thing.
As part of the plan, the Labor Department will require all businesses with 100 or more employees to verify that the workers are either vaccinated or getting tested once a week. Companies could face thousands of dollars in fines per employee if they don't comply. I don't know what the plan is, but I really wish there was some kind of way that we could, you know, validate our vaccine cards and stuff. Because you saw so many people on Instagram just making fake vaccine cards. And one lady who got caught in Hawaii misspelled Moderna.
I saw that.
Dummy. The 2021 NFL season kicked off last night. Oh my gosh, Flat Tire Andy, who's a fan of our show, was losing it. Absolutely losing it. I'm sure I didn't talk to him, but what a game it was. On Sunday, the Chargers are on the road to take on the Washington football team. Chargers are under first-year head coach Brandon Staley and quarterback Justin Herbert, who was named Defensive Rookie of the Year last season. Sunday night, the Rams are hosting the Bears at SoFi, and OneRepublic will perform the first ever halftime show at that stadium. Rams were one of the best teams in the NFL last year, and they're expected to be a Super Bowl contender again. Last night, Tampa Bay Rays, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they did it, dude. They pulled it out in the last seconds of the game. Dallas is leading by 1 point, and then a field goal from Tampa Bay, the Buccaneers, wins it.
That's
exciting. And wherever he was, Flat Tire Andy was screaming. We were listening to it in the car because on the way back from Collins soccer practice. Such a good game. I was like, oh man, football's back. Feels good. Because I'm a man's man.
Oh yeah.
That's right.
Real man.
He was working on his fantasy football and asking me questions. I'm like, yeah.
Colin?
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, just put in whoever you want. Don't trust me. I've been trying to call.
I've been on my own for long. Valentine in the morning.
Yeah.
104.3 My FM.
104.3 My Fam. It is Valentine in the morning, so $36,700 coming up 7:25. We gave a clue yesterday with Dave Styles, right?
That's correct.
Can we say the clue?
I know, but you can check it out, I think, online.
It is on the website.
Online?
Yes.
All right, so if you and your crew want to check that out, 1043myfm.com/noise, 1043myfm.com/noise. We have kind of a list that Jill puts together of everything going on around Southern California for the weekend, right?
Yeah, and there's a lot going on. Halloween Horror Nights at Universal Studios Hollywood officially started last night.
Yes, it's so cool, right?
So many cool things going on there, like mazes with The Haunting of Hill House, right. Texas Chainsaw Massacre, ooh, The Walking Dead. So there's a lot of Halloween-themed stuff
this
going on
perfect.
This weekend.
People that love Halloween.
To kick it off, yes.
All right, so take a break, come back, get that full list from Jill right here on MyFM.
More music, more variety. Valentine in the morning. What's up?
104.3 MyFM.
It's just better. That's your traffic. I'm Tony Jordan with Valentine in the morning on 104.3 MyFM.
All right, Tony, thank you very much. The weather today, sunny, hot again. Temps the upper 80s to triple digits, mid to upper 70s at the beaches. For the weekend, going to be a hot weekend. Sunny, temps in the 80s, 90s, 70 Alhambra, 60 at Santa Ana. We're scheduled for a soccer game in Bakersfield. If you can hear us in Bakersfield, how are you guys doing with the smoke up there with that French fire? Because that's just right outside of Bakersfield, I guess. And we're getting a ton of smoke from that area, so I hope folks are doing okay up there. Jill's got the Hollywood headlines on the way.
We now know why Lorde dropped out of performing at Sunday night's Video Music Awards on MTV. I'll tell you what she said coming up at 6:50.
So Jill does a really, really good job, and I hope that you appreciate it, because I know I really do. She puts together a full list of what's happening around Southern California for every weekend. And then she has that list on her website for you, just in case you missed something Or maybe she says something that kind of piques your interest, as she does on a daily basis. And you can find that list, 1043myf.com/Valentine.
So a lot of the Halloween stuff is here this weekend, like Halloween Horror Nights. It officially started at Universal Studios Hollywood yesterday. Tomorrow, Six Flags starts Fright Fest, and they have their haunted mazes and scare zones, the rides in the dark, and Nightmares, a Twisted Fantasy.
I can't do it. I can't do it. Those things scare the heck out of me. I can't do it. I get too scared.
Oh, I love it.
You love to be scared, but you sometimes... You told me in the past during Scaretober when I'd scare you around the office and jump out from behind walls that that could also trigger an MS flare-up. I don't want to be responsible for that.
Well, it's the stress of being scared, like putting my body through that scare would sometimes just make me go completely numb from the waist down.
Yeah.
So then I'd fall to the ground and then I'd be okay. And I kind of liked the rush. And so I like to be scared.
So are you asking me to bring back Scaretober?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think
all right, fair enough.
Yeah. I think it's too much.
On your body.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also, it's Halloween time at the Disneyland Resort. So just all of the theme parks just doing stuff for Halloween. Beach Life Festival in Redondo Beach. It's a 3-day celebration. It's happening this weekend. And it's just celebrating Southern California beach culture. There's performers and artists and culinary stars. And then at Bowers Museum in Santa Ana, they have free Santa Ana Sundays. So there's free admission to all Santa Ana residents. And they celebrate world cultures through their arts. Then... The Reptile Super Show is happening at the Anaheim Convention Center. You can look at over 1,000 different reptiles and amphibians.
Take your time with this. Let people know about this. It sounds like a really good thing.
The Reptile Super Show at the Anaheim Convention Center. And then it's the last Friday night of Dance DTLA. Uh-huh. So in downtown at the Music Center in Jerry Moss Plaza, they have these free lessons by LA's top dance instructors.
Oh, that's right, up your alley.
Tonight is Bollywood night.
Oh, wow.
So that would be so fun, and it's free. So it's downtown.
Wow, that's very cool. Okay.
I will put all of this on the website, 1043myfm.com/Valentine.
Give me the ones we just texted. They want to hear about that reptile one again, the free reptile thing. What was that?
The Reptile Super Show?
Yeah, somebody texted and they want to hear that again. Go ahead. It's up there. Was it again?
The Reptile Super Show.
Yeah, just talk about that.
Oh, at the Anaheim Convention Center?
Yeah, what's there?
There's over... 1,000 reptiles and amphibians.
Like what type of amphibians? Like frogs?
I'm sure there are.
Lots of frogs?
Lots of them, yeah.
Imagine if the frogs got out.
That would not be good. You won't find me there. You know, a lot of people like reptiles and amphibians. I do not. But based on the photos of previous years, it looks like if you like these kinds of creatures.
If you guys follow Jill on Instagram, always tag her in a frog photo. It's the best prank ever. We actually sent her in the mail one time. My son and I cut out a frog from a National Geographic magazine and put it in an envelope, sent it to her with no return address, like it was a kidnap photo or something. And she just opens it up. It's a picture of a frog in the mail.
I'm terrified of frogs.
Oh, man. What fun having you as a friend. You know, the joy you bring to our lives, I love it. Here's Eastside, 641.
When I was young, I fell in love. We used to hold hands, man, that was enough. Then we grew up, started to talk.
Valentine, in the morning.
104.3 MyFM.
She used to meet me on the east side, the city with a sun on set.
643, it's 104.3 MyFM. It's Valentine in the morning. So the Chargers on Sunday on the road playing the Washington football team, and the Rams are home hosting the Bears at SoFi. Kicked off last night. Football kicked off. Tampa Bay versus the Cowboys. I was talking to my friend Andy here on the phone line. And the Cowboys lost to Tampa Bay and Tom Brady.
The game was amazing.
Yeah.
And I, honestly, win or lose, this game goes in the books of one of the greatest games. I mean, we had your boy scared for a little bit.
You'd never had my boy scared, dude. Tom Brady's never scared of anybody. The guy's ice water in his veins.
Now, that last minute and 24 seconds, we saw a look in Tom Brady's face, and we said, we're losing.
No,
we're
you
done.
Didn't.
We're
you
done.
Didn't see any look, no, yeah, dude. No, listen, your Cowboys look great. Look. You should be very pleased. Tom Brady is more like fourth quarter comebacks than anybody ever. He's amazing.
You know, but Dak did pull more yards than your boy, just saying.
He did. He got more yards. Tom's just better at getting it done with less yards. Booyah!
It was a good game, man. Like, it was a good game.
Yeah, I wanted to shout you out, man, because it was a pretty good game. I heard there was like 4 lead changes. It would have been one to sit down and watch. I was in Camarillo to soccer practice, but
you were my hometown in my county.
Oh, it's beautiful. Ventura is gorgeous, man.
Oh yeah.
Beautiful weather. All right, dude, I get a jet. I just wanted to tell you congrats because your team looks solid.
Feel bad for my brother benching Dak for the first game. Like, come on, dude. You benched him?
Oh, in fantasy football? Oh, your brother's stupid. He's stupid. Yeah. What's his first name?
His name is Chris, but they call him Mr. Scrappy on the fantasy league.
All right, he's stupid. Mr. Scrappy. Officially said on the air today.
Wow.
All right, we love you, Andy. We got to go.
I'll let him know.
All right, thanks, man. All right, bye. Don't wanna see
me. Valentine in the morning.
Wake up. Get up.
104.3 MyFM.
6:48. It is 104.3 MyFM. It's Valentine in the morning. Good morning, good morning. I was just thinking about Tom Brady again for a second here, and that day that you lost it when you were picturing me as Tom Brady's cup. Oh, do you remember that? Oh my gosh, I don't know what that was. Oh,
why did something that... was said? I don't know what was said. But
sure,
something was said about you
and Tom
wanting
Brady
to be Tom Brady's cup.
Huh. And I don't think anybody. Kevin's probably still on the show, Tom. I don't think I ever said anything about wanting to be Tom Brady's cup.
Somebody did where. It was probably Kevin, said something about you wanting to be Tom Brady's cup. And in my mind, I just pictured a cup with like your face printed on it.
Yeah.
With like, it's just this huge smile.
Big smile, right?
Yeah.
And this is what happened.
I'm just like picturing it. Like,
why?
What? You're picturing me as Tom Brady's cup? You weirdo.
Like with your face on it.
Oh my
God. She was losing it. Yeah. She was losing it.
Like, I see it. I see it all different colors. And then I see your
face on there.
Is there a
marketing plan or something for this?
Maybe, yeah. There's just, everybody can get them. Different sizes, different colors. Just your
so
face
it's
right
basically
there.
It's just a cup with my face on it then.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So Tom Brady could get one. Gronk could get one.
Anybody who wants one.
Any athletic person can get one. Yeah. Or people who aren't even athletes, they just want to protect the family jewels, can get a cup with my face on it.
Right.
I have never thought of you as... such a freak as I as right now.
It was whatever was said. It just made me have that image in my mind.
Well, if you could remove that image from your mind, okay. I don't want that floating around there in the universe. Me as a cup marketeer.
Providing protection, you know? And some comfort.
Valentine in the morning provides protection and comfort.
That's not bad.
It's not bad. For those who need it, get the Valentine cup in all different sizes. Well, here we go, first sip. I don't even know how to follow that. You know, this is the anniversary, the remembrance of 9/11 20 years ago. And there's not much I can say with that. We all have, you know, our memories of that day and everything. And I'm sure this weekend you will take a moment to remember it in your own very private, personal way. And so you don't need me on the radio doing some big speech about stuff like that. I will say that I also want you to find some time this weekend to be with yourself, to be with your own self for a moment. I was thinking on the way in today about a bunch of different things. I was having one of those mornings where my mind is just running at 1,000 miles an hour, thinking of different thoughts. And I thought about, you know, that letter to our therapist, something we talked about maybe doing on the air. We all write letters to a therapist and read them on the air, and really pull back that curtain. So everybody can feel the cathartic, you know, ability of therapy and mental health and all those things. And I thought, sometimes truth, this little phrase came to my head here, and this may impact one of you out there. The truth is hardest when you're alone. Because it's just you. You're thinking about your truth, your personal life, your ups and downs, the do's and don'ts, the ins and outs, the mistakes you've made, the things you've done right. The truth. Sometimes it's unvarnished and right there in front of you when you're alone. And that's a good thing. Don't be afraid of that. It can be the hardest when you're alone at home, sitting there thinking about something, but you can learn from that as well. Count us up, Jill.
1, 2, 3. I'm just like picturing it. Like,
why?
What? You're picturing me as Tom Brady's cup? You weirdo.
Like with your face on it.
Oh my
goodness. I can't get the image out of my head.
104.3 My FM.
Here's what's coming up
in Hollywood headlines.
James Corden has gotten a temporary restraining order against somebody. I'll tell you what happened right after traffic.
I'm getting one against Jill.
Right there. Right there. Right there.
Valentine in the morning. 104.3
My FM. 104.3 My FM.
Hollywood headlines.
Late Late Show host James Corden has gotten a temporary restraining order against a woman who allegedly keeps showing up at his house here in LA. And she's young. She's 30. And according to TMZ, the filing says the woman camped outside his house in her car over 6 days this past summer, even showed up to the set of the Late Late Show. And in her mind, she feels like she wants to marry James Corden. And she's expressed frustration with his wife, saying that she stole him from her. And once the wife is out of the picture, they can be together. So James Corden has gotten a temporary restraining order, and hopefully this woman will be able to get the help that she needs. And the MTV Video Music Awards are happening Sunday night. Doja Cat is hosting. Justin Bieber, Shawn Mendes, 21 Pilots, Camila Cabello, they're all performing. And Lorde was supposed to perform, but she dropped out a couple days ago, and all we knew is that there was a change in production elements. We didn't really quite know what that was. But Lorde sent a message to fans on her mailing list and basically saying she was planning this amazing, insane production that required a lot of elements that they just basically couldn't do with the COVID-related safety protocols. So she said with all the distancing and the masking, it would make it impossible to pull off what she intended for this performance. And she said it's very necessary to have these protocols in place, but felt that like any substitute or any change to this performance would result in something less than outstanding. So she pulled out. I'm Jill with the Hollywood Headlines.
Hey, did you see the Britney photo of her bum?
Yes, I did.
What'd you think about that?
There were so many posts that went up yesterday.
Yeah.
I couldn't keep up. I talk about this at length with my friend Joey, and we are determined that she's not posting this stuff.
Video of her bum, she was trying to say, like, she doesn't need any filters. This is me. This is my... She was wearing, like, I don't know, a bathing suit or something.
Yeah, and I feel like that is her. Like, that's her in those videos. But I don't think she's the one posting this to her social media. I don't think she has control of
it,
honestly.
What was the point of posting that? Like, look, I'm in good shape. I'm not using filters or something. Is that what it was?
It was that. It was, like, just trying to show that she has freedom now. I don't know what the reason is.
I always wonder, like, who likes that photo? Because I just bumped into it in my feed. But I think Brian Burton liked it. I'm pretty sure Dave Styles liked it on our afternoon show.
I was like, I see you on Britney's Instagram.
Yeah, he's like liking Britney's bum photo. I'm like, why are you doing that?
I mean, she looks great. She's
a
great
single
shape.
Guy, whatever, you know.
Sometimes you're just going through and you're just blindly tapping.
Blindly tapping. You blindly tap a lot of stuff that your kids probably wouldn't want you to blindly tap.
Well, when they're old enough to know what Instagram is, I'll say.
It'll be gone. It won't even be here anymore. There'll be no evidence of that whatsoever. And we have the Battle of the Sexes coming up. Pretty cool prize up for grabs, too. Imagine Dragons. It is 104.3 My FM.
Come on, come
on. Wake up.
Valentine in the morning.
104.3 My FM.